And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your information flow. And I'm going to do so today by talking about an event that the organization that sponsors this radio show, Lifestyles Unlimited, is hosting in March of 2026. It is the most important show or event that you can attend if you're serious about becoming a real estate investor. Now, if you're already a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you should be attending this show. It's like everything we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, all under one roof, all focused in one area, all giving you everything Lifestyles Unlimited at the same time. And it doesn't matter if you're a single family investor. It doesn't matter if you're a multifamily investor. It doesn't matter if you invest primarily into rental units in the single family space. It doesn't matter if you invest into rental units in the multifamily space. It doesn't matter if you decide to become an independent rental operator or a lead investor or just be a passive investor within that multifamily space. Because at the end of the day, whatever you're looking for is going to be at your fingertips. And it's going to be in a place called San Antonio. Yeah, so here's what I want you to do. Now I realize that some of you are very new to this radio show. You're probably just tuning through the dials, or maybe you're switching through different podcasts, and you're trying to figure out if the information that's going to be shared here is going to be worthwhile for you to listen to. And I'm here to tell you, you've hit the mother lode. Today, you hit the mother lode, because I'm going to tell you about an event that you can attend that potentially will make all the difference in your life. Now, I know that's a huge statement to make, potentially make all the difference in your life. Well, the reason I can say that is because in 2017, when I was smack dab stuck in the middle of a retirement failure, and that's exactly where I was, in the middle of a retirement failure, I stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. And I listened to the message, and I thought, yeah, you know, radio guy telling me stuff about an organization. Sounds like he's more into promoting the organization than he really is about what the organization is. And I mean, that was kind of my attitude. And ironically, as I dove into Lifestyles Unlimited, as I chose to peel back the onion, if you will, and stare into what Lifestyles Unlimited was really about, what I found out was it was an organization unlike any other organization. And here's why. Most real estate investor, education, and mentoring companies, if they even provide mentoring, are focused on the bottom line. They're profit-oriented. They really are. Now, is Lifestyles Unlimited profit-oriented? I really don't think so. First of all, I don't know the answer to that, because Lifestyles Unlimited is a privately held company. And it's been around for 35 years doing exactly what it does today. And it was doing it back in 1990 when it came into existence. It has survived the highs and lows of real estate markets. It has survived the highs and lows of stock market markets. It has survived the highs and lows of what people have thought about real estate as a vehicle to invest in. Here we are 35 years later, making the same compelling argument to you, which is this. The retirement plan that you're following may or may not work. Simple as that. It may or may not work. Now, you've done a lot of research. You believe that you're on the right track to investing. You believe that you hold the holy grail for investing success, in your 401k or your IRA or whatever else you're doing for investing. But there's a problem. What you're investing in may not get you the results you're looking for. And if they do get you the results that you're looking for, here's the question I have. How long does it take to get that result? Now, ironically, that plan you're following, it's got like a 35 to 45 year lifespan baked into it. It's really designed for you to be ultimately successful. You need to start putting money aside literally the day you leave college or you leave high school and you get a job that gives you the opportunity to invest in a 401k. And if it doesn't give you a 401k, then you're going to probably invest in IRAs, right? And all you got to do is keep feeding that account. Keep putting money into that account. Keep saving money into that account. That account has an investment arm to it. It allows you to buy stocks, mutual funds, whatever it's organized to do for you. It's allowed to do that. So you're allowed to make some gains on the money that you put in there. That's the investment component to what you're doing. But how long? How long is it going to take for you to reap the rewards that you're looking for? Now, if you're one of those people that started like at the age of 22, you might be able to get away with retiring at, say, 55 or 57 or maybe 60. But at the end of the day, if you didn't start at the age of 22, let's say you started at the age of 27, you've got some making up to do. Well, here's the rub of it. When you invest in real estate, you have the ability to make money five different ways. Six different ways if you're in the multifamily space. Now, one of those ways has to do with something called cash flow, something you're not getting from your current investments now. Now, you may argue, well, wait a minute. I've got some investments that pay dividends or some investments that make gains in the stock market. Isn't that kind of like cash flow? Well, equity gains are not necessarily cash flow. Dividends would technically be closer to cash flow because they're paying you a payment based off what you're invested in. And that could be income for you, but here's the problem. The accounts that you have don't let you realize the income. The income has to go back into the account. It has to continue to be a self-feeding machine. And even though you're going to be invested in that machine for 35 to 45 years, you still need to be putting that money back in there in order to make it work. That's how it's all designed to work. But real estate, first of all, there's no 401k for real estate. I know you're going, oh man, well, that's a deal breaker. Well, is it? Is it really? Because the thing about real estate is even though it's not set up like a 401k or an IRA, where you have the ability to, you know, invest your money tax-free, depending on how you do it, right? Real estate is a taxable asset. But here's the neat thing about real estate. The government requires you to take a paper write-off. In other words, it requires you to take an expense against your business for something called depreciation. In other words, the fair wear and tear on your asset over time. And when you take that expense write-off, effectively, what it does is it protects you from taxation on the income that you make. So what that technically means is that you are taking the income that you make on the investment essentially tax-free. There is a situation when you sell the asset where you may be liable for recovery of that depreciation. But that's where the equity comes in. Because the equity gains that you make in real estate, are like your insurance plan. And when you learn how to buy assets the way we learn how to buy assets at Lifestyles Unlimited, not only are you going to get equity from the fact that you're putting cash into the deal, you're going to learn how to properly buy, rehab, place back into service, and operate the asset correctly so that you capture additional equities in the asset. And then you get natural depreciation, which adds to your equity. You get principal pay down, which adds to your equity. That increases the value of the asset over time. Meanwhile, natural forces tend to push your rental pricing up. Natural forces do also push up some of your expenses, like maybe property tax and insurance. But if you're operating correctly, you're always going to have a buffer in there between your income and your expenses. And that buffer is called your cash flow. And when you operate correctly, you will not only maintain, but you could increase the cash flow that the property produces over time. Now, let's say you have one house producing, let me pick a number out of the air. I'm going to go with $400. That's just a number I picked out of the air. Let's say you own a house, and that house, after you collect the rents, you pay the taxes, you pay the insurance, you pay the principal and interest on the mortgage. You're not going to pay maintenance costs because when you do it the Lifestyles Unlimited way, you have already resolved all of that stuff. Nothing should be breaking. And if it does, it's probably very minimal to begin with. It's not going to be a major system because you know how to remediate that sort of stuff so that it doesn't break on you or your resident when it breaks. And more importantly, that $400 comes into your pocket, goes right into your wallet, right into your bank account. And you can spend it on whatever you want. Now, if you want to take it and put it into a 401k or an IRA, that's your choice. But what Lifestyles Unlimited members do with that money is they use that money to offset the ordinary income that they're bringing into their household. Now, one asset producing $400 a month, that's not going to retire you. I mean, you would have to be living a very, very meager lifestyle in order to allow $400 to retire you. You're probably going to need more like maybe 10 or 20 of these particular assets. Does that sound scary? That sounds kind of scary. That sounds like a lot to manage. Well, at the end of the day, when you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, what you're going to find, it's not that hard to manage. As a matter of fact, when you do it correctly, it's very easy to manage. It almost goes on autopilot because you've done a really good job of preparing the property for not only the future residents that are going to live in that thing and pay you rent, you've also taken care of that property to make sure that you're not going to deal with expensive repairs because you will have mitigated all the systems within that asset. And you will have done it within budget, within time, and you will have one asset producing cash flow and a host of equity participations that are going to get you retired a lot faster than what you're doing right now. So before we step away from the moment, what I want to tell you to do is I want you to mark off some dates on your calendar. Now, these dates are not that far in the future. March 12th through the 14th. San Antonio, Texas. That's where Lifestyles Unlimited will be for the Expo event. Now, if you'd like to get more information on the Expo event, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the word Expo and then just get yourself registered. Get it done. And I will tell you, you will be very happy that you did it. Not only will you be very happy, you'll be elated. Here's why I can say that. I have been to every expo event that Lifestyles Unlimited has hosted since I became a member in 2017. I never was disappointed. I always got everything I was looking to get out of it. The only thing that I wish it would have produced was that maybe it was a little bit longer. But alas, it was what it was. So mark March 12th through the 14th on your calendar. Do it right now. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Tired of chasing trends or guessing what works? Lifestyles Unlimited teaches a strategy-focused approach to real estate investing that starts with education. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. Now, that sounded like it was a little robotic, didn't it? I did it on purpose to illustrate a point that I'm not a robot. Now I'm not a robot. I am not somebody who is just articulating words that somebody wants me to say. I'm not that guy. And I'll never be that guy. As a matter of fact, one of the rules of engagement that Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I have is that he expects me to just lay it out there for you, to call it the way I see it, to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you. Now, I'm not alone in this mission. I've got two other guys that work just as hard as I do to share the same good news with you. And they have a slightly different approach than I do. And the reason is they're different people than I am. I'm talking about none other than Andy Webb and Mike Harrison. They're my co-hosts on this radio show. And they do a phenomenal job. And they're not robots either. There's nobody with their hand on my spine making my mouth move. So I'm nobody's puppet either. And neither are they. So why is it the three of us are telling you about real estate investing? A couple of very good reasons. Number one, we've been there, we've done that, we got the t-shirts, we burned the t-shirts, and we kept on going. We created a retirement solution in our lives based off of what Lifestyles Unlimited taught us to do when we became members. Now, Mike and Andy, they've been members longer than I have, and they had different approaches to their real estate retirement journeys. And when you listen to their shows, and you should, and if you're not listening to their shows, you probably ought to be listening to the entire Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio series, because they come at this topic from their perspective, because they're different people than I am. Now, Mike likes to call me Colonel Al. That's kind of cute. I like it. I do, Mike. You don't have to stop. I'm not bagging on you. I think it's neat. I think it shows an endearment. I think it shows some respect. And it sounds cool too. But what Mike's pointing out when he calls me Colonel Al is that my retirement situation was probably different than yours. Now, unless you spent 27 years in the United States military, working on a pension, only to retire from the military and have that pension not actually retire you financially and have a big retirement problem, I mean, it smacked me right between the ears. I was physically retired, but I was not financially retired. Had to go back into the workforce. Traded time for money again. Wasn't happy about it. And then I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, tried to poke holes in what they teach, couldn't do it, and decided to join the team. And lo and behold, got myself retired. Now, Mike and Andy, they have their own versions of their stories too. Neither one of them served in the military. They did something closer to what you're doing right now. But they achieved retirement too. And they're doing what they want, when they want, how they want, because it benefits them. See, that's one of the huge takeaways that you'll get when you attend the Expo event March 12th through the 14th in San Antonio, Texas. You get the opportunity to learn from a bunch of other people that have gone before you and sent back maps, They have sent back maps of the journey that they took, the path that they took, for you to review and decide whether or not it makes sense for you. Now, Mike, he's primarily a multifamily investor. That's what he loves to do. Andy, he's primarily a single family investor. That's what he loves to do. Me, I do both. That's what I love to do. So between the three of us, we're going to give you a unique perspective on something that nobody else is willing to give you a perspective on. That's why I think you need to subscribe to this radio show if you're listening to it on a podcast. Now, if you're listening to it on the radio, what I think you need to do is I think you need to set an alarm on your watch or your smartphone for when this show airs, and I think you need to come back because we give you 5 hours a week of information that you will not hear anywhere else. And then if you stack the Del Walmsley radio show on top of that, Del gives you 5 more hours of more of a macro approach to real estate investing, more of the 30,000 foot level, more of the strategic level, some of the operational, a little bit of the tactical. Mike, Andy, and I, we're going to give you a lot of the tactical. We're going to give you a lot of the operational and some of the strategic. Why do you need both? Because you need to start thinking for yourself. You need to start thinking like an investor. An investor doesn't just carve money out of their hard-earned monies and divert it to an account that somebody else or some other entity controls. That's not what an investor does, but that's what you do. Now, that sounded harsh. Sounded like I just thumped you in the chest, right? Well, I did kind of thump you in the chest because I'm trying to get your attention. Mike, Andy, myself, Del Walmsley, we've all been there. We've all done that. We didn't like the results we were getting. So we changed what we were doing. You can change too. I'm serious. You can change too. Now, I want you to do some research. I do. I want you to do some research on Lifestyles Unlimited. Go ahead. Do a Google look. See what you find out. See if you can determine whether or not a company that's been around for 35 years doing exactly what it does, exactly the same for 35 years, determine if there's anything wrong with that company. Determine why thousands and thousands of people would become members and retire themselves doing exactly what we teach you to do. Does that sound like something you want to be a part of? For me, it was. Because when I was doing real estate investing before Lifestyles Unlimited, I was pretty much going at it alone. And I didn't realize how problematic that was until 2017. I thought I was more sophisticated before I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited than I really was. Now, how can I say that? Well, it's a direct correlation to what I used to know in relation to what I know now. And it's night and day. And I thank Lifestyles Unlimited for creating that distinction for me. Because the way I used to invest, I did it wrong. And I did it wrong for a myriad of reasons. But I had nobody sharing with me what right looked like. Nobody showing me how to correctly invest in real estate. And more importantly, explaining the why I should do it that way. I had other information. And that other information was strong enough to get me to the point where I could buy investment properties, but it really didn't emphasize the how. It didn't really emphasize the tactics. Everything was more strategic in nature, a little bit operational in nature, but not very tactical at all. And what do you need to know to be fluent in real estate investing? You need to know the tactical piece. You need to know the boots on the ground component of real estate investing. You also need to understand that when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, one of the key principles you're going to be taught is that you need to work on your business, not work in your business. Now, that's huge because a lot of you think that if you're going to buy real estate, all of a sudden you're going to have to become an expert in electricity, water, gas, HVAC, roofs, foundations, appliances, yada, 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 right? Not really. What you need to be knowledgeable about is hiring the people that have more knowledge about it than you do. I'm serious. One of the things that I did very poorly, because I didn't really understand the concept before I was a Lifestyles Unlimited member, was I worked in my business. I'd actually go to the property. I'd break out the paint roller. I'd paint a wall. I'd paint the ceiling. I'd pull appliances out. I'd deliver new appliances in. I'd clean the place up. I'd take out the trash. I was Dick Van Dyke's one-man band. And you know what? It was dumb. It was dumb. What I hadn't learned also was how to buy property at wholesale pricing. I was paying retail pricing for the assets I was buying. And because I was paying full price for those properties, there really wasn't much in the form of a budget to do the rehab that the properties needed. So if there's not much of a budget to pay for people to come in and do the work for you, guess who does the work? Yep, me. It was a problem because I was already working full time. So I was spending my off time working, and that got old. Got old for me, got old for my family. It just got old. And I thought, you know, I don't know how many of these I can do. The first one was it was a new adventure. So everything was a new experience. But then the second one was like, you know, kind of done this before and wasn't getting high emotional feelings out of it. You know what I mean? And then I got to the third one and I was like, I can't keep doing this. I want my time back. But I didn't know how to get my time back because I hadn't discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. I hadn't learned what Lifestyles Unlimited members learn. So I just went about doing things the way I did them. And then lo and behold, Lifestyles Unlimited shows up on my doorstep. Well, technically it showed up on my radio and I took notice. Now, initially I thought the radio program was kind of full of it. I did, because that's kind of the way I thought about all information coming across the radio waves that wasn't music or news. I just thought it was somebody just trying to sell you something that all they want to do is get in your wallet. Boy, was I wrong about Lifestyles Unlimited. Really, really, really wrong. Once I did what I've told you to do, and I'm going to tell you to do it right now. If you didn't do it earlier, I'm going to tell you to do it right now. Try and find some dirt on Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you find some dirt, determine whether it's credible dirt. Because I don't think there's any dirt. I think members get exactly what they sign up for. They get education. They get mentoring. And that's all they get. It's all they need. It's all you need. You need somebody to show you a different way. Hello, I'm right here. Yeah, serious about that. Lifestyles Unlimited members, once they become educated and they see real estate investing for what it really is, which is really a wealth building strategy. Retirement is just a sub-function of your wealth building strategy. But once they see the potential and they start putting the information that they've learned into action, they start getting results. They start getting results that start changing their lives financially, wealth-wise. Their net worth goes up. Their income goes up. Now, you might be wondering, okay, where did the money come from? Where did they get the money to buy all this real estate? I'm going to share with you something that's probably going to scare you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. They imploded those accounts that you have. They did. They cashed them in. And you're sitting there going, what? You're kidding me, right? No, I'm not kidding you at all. Had I had those accounts, I would have imploded them too, but I didn't have those accounts. I had other assets that I wound up liquidating to get the money that I needed to start investing in real estate. Because I had already gotten out of the stock market in 2008. That was the last time I sat through that mess. I had owned real estate in 2008. And even though real estate took a little bit of a hit, it didn't take as much of a hit as the stock market took. And that's part of the reason I got out before all my money went away. And I bought real estate with it. But I did it wrong. So now you fast forward. And I'm doing it right. I've been doing it right for the last 8 years. I don't intend to change. What I do intend to do is to continue to buy more real estate, because I'm not done. I have surpassed what my requirements are to be fully retired. I don't have to go back to work for somebody else ever again. Never, ever, ever. But I didn't stop there. I am now looking to build the future for future generations, because I'm the one with the time, the resources, the money, and the desire. And my heirs, will benefit from it. Oh, and by the way, my heirs, they're Lifestyles Unlimited members too. They are. So I don't have to worry about them not understanding what it is I've been doing. As a matter of fact, we had an annual meeting in December when I had everybody come visit us. And we talked about what we're going to do in 2026. Three things we're going to do. One, enjoy life more. Two, buy more real estate. And three, attend the Expo event in San Antonio, Texas, the 12th through the 14th of March in 2026. Now, if you would like to sign up for the Expo, I'm just going to tell you a way to do it. There's promotion codes out there. There's all kinds of stuff floating around out there that'll get you to sign up. But I'm just going to tell you how I would do it as an old school guy. I would go to lifestylesunlimited.com. I would click on the Expo button, and I would take it from there.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.